and then joining us here in the studio right now, we've got Stephen Weaven, a physical theatrician. And we've got Vico, who is a visual artist and a sculptor and that sort of thing. Welcome to K-Hum, guys.
Thank you very much, Mike, for having us.
Well, thank you for doing this this cool thing that you're doing, which is the let's start by saying the Humboldt Arts Festival is a massive Creamery District takeover party. Okay? Like, think about all the cool things that have been going on down at the Creamery District, and then add Absinthe Quintet and Jason and Calypso Band and fashion show. And all these sorts of cool things. So that's all going to happen later in this month of May. It's a two-day thing. But to raise money for it, you guys are having a party tonight.
Yes,
sir. Let's talk about that.
A big party over at Humbrews and Jambalaya tonight. It's a double ticket. It's $10 gets you into both venues, and there's a wide variety of performances.
Yeah, it's a showcase of what the Humboldt Arts Festival will be in a couple weeks. It's live art, visual art, performance art, music, fashion, dance, all of it.
Okay, when you say all of it, that's like two. You got to cast a less wide net.
Okay.
Let's talk about specifics and what is happening at each venue.
Okay, good, good. Thank you, Mike. What a great question. At 9 o'clock, the doors are going to open at both of these venues, and then at Jambalaya, we're going to have the Janky Mallets from about 9:30 till 10. Janky Mallets is a samba band. Some nice guys. They might be shirtless. I don't know. And then right after that comes a Varietyville show, which is a variety show that I'm producing. It's going to feature some of the local stand-up comedians that you've grown to know and grown at. Joe Duchesne, Tony Persico. We're going to have Jeff DeMarc doing some storytelling and songs. Caitlin Gemma and a fiddler. Perico, the juggler. And some more surprises. And then following that is Mescalito, which is a ska funk band with some local horn players and other groovy individuals.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, Stephen Weaven and Vico. Just because you make me feel comfortable, from now on, the only things that I'm going to say are, so what you're saying is there is a massive and cheap party tonight at Humbrews and the Jam. That's all I'm going to say. But
pretty massive.
But pretend I'm asking you leading questions. Okay. All right? So, Vico, so basically what you're saying is that there is a massive, cheap party at Humbrews and the Jam tonight?
Yes, sir. And at Humbrews, there's going to be the Janky Mallets are going to make an appearance as well. So the samba is going to parade between the two venues. And we're going to have the Yaha Bibi Dance Company with Shoshana and her crew come out and do a couple, you know, performance sets. And then after that, we'll have a fashion show that has a lot of local designers,
woo!
A lot of very beautiful models and ladies, and great. Everything from shoes to skirts to purses to, you know, everything. Fapple will be there as well. And then after that, we're going to turn into a DJ dance party with DJ Gabe Pressure and DJ Dirtbag, who throws down a mean set of electronic.
And there's also going to be a silent auction at Humbrews.
That's right.
There's going to be some of the community is super generous, and they donate lots of things to these types of events. So come out and get gift baskets and gift certificates and other things for a good price, most likely. A lot of people don't bid on those silent auction items. You could probably get something for a good deal.
So what you're saying is there's a massive cheap party at Humbrews and Jambalaya tonight?
There is a massive cheap party at Jambalaya and Humbrews tonight. It's $10 for both venues. Doors open at 9 at both places. Both places serve drinks. Got that covered.
Lots of beer, lots of alcohol, lots of pretty ladies, and a lot of beautiful people.
You know, beautiful people.
Yeah.
In the 60s Haight-Ashbury way, there's going to be a lot of beautiful people around.
And seen. Shirtless dudes, though, you said.
You promised there
may be shirtless dudes.
The Janky Mallets have a tendency to take their shirts off. I think it's because the samba gets them so hot, or I think they're just hot-blooded.
And there'll be some balance to it, too. At the fashion show, there'll be purely bodily painted ladies, so a bit shirtless, but, you know, nicely and well tasteless,
well adorned. Yeah,
yeah, totally.
So what you're saying is there's a cheap party at Humbrews and the Jam tonight?
Yes, sir. Very cheap, very good.
We'll be right back.